This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Mary Berry. Good morning again, Mary. Always good to see you. The latest book is Mary Berry's Quick Cooking. And this is essentially for harassed women like myself who just want to come in and fling something out that's just about edible. Is that fair enough?
That's fair enough, yes. And it's all cooking from scratch. It isn't always just coming in and doing it at once. Sometimes, as I say, you can do it the day before and get things ready. You know, if you've got people tomorrow and you've got time tonight, you can do some ahead. So it's proper cooking, quick.
Now, I couldn't help but notice, as now the proud parent of two vegetarian teenagers, that there are more veggie recipes in this book than I've been used to in your works before. This is because you've got to do it, I guess.
Well, it's also the way that we live. You know, I enjoy having a vegetarian meal and perhaps a bit less meat, but a little bit of everything.
Would you ever go full vegan?
Absolutely not.
No, is that simply an impossibility?
That is absolutely an impossibility, because I had a gorgeous fillet steak last night.
Yes, actually, I had a nice steak last night as well.
And you did as well. Yes.
We weren't together, although, I mean, chance would be a fine thing. So this is for, if you like, the modern household, where actually many of us are relatively time poor, but we still, if we are able to, we'd like to eat decent, tasty fare.
Exactly, and you want to do it in next to no time and produce a meal quickly that the family are going to enjoy.
Now, limoncello trifle, which is today's hot topic, it's sitting next to me. Limoncello, I've had at least one memorably bad experience having consumed the stuff. It is pretty powerful.
It's pretty powerful and it is absolutely delicious. You know, I'm so used to making sherry trifle and I suddenly thought, well, I like lemons an awful lot. And so it's very, very simple. It's just raspberries. And I always use sponges, trifle sponges.
Yes, the round ones or the
trifle
fingers,
you know.
You don't use fingers?
No, I don't, because I like to split the trifle sponges and I put lots of lemon curd in and then soak it all in wonderful limoncello and then a sort of mixture of custard and mascarpone.
Yes, I mean, it's not for the dieter, this one.
It's not, but I mean, it's a little bit of everything. And this is for a special occasion when you've got no time.
Now, people are actually, as it turns out, very passionate about trifle. I was tweeting last night that you were coming on the programme, that this has been, in many ways, a trying couple of months, you could even argue years, for the country, and sometimes it feels like the whole world. I thought people surely can take pleasure in a simple conversation involving Mary Berry and a trifle. But no, there was still controversy. People want to ask, and first of all, you've come down very firmly on the side of the trifle sponge, not the finger.
Yeah.
You're throwing in lemon curd and not jam. What about jelly? That was the main talking point last night.
This is a grown-up trifle. Those people who've got children very often want to just have a set jelly with raspberries, or maybe they want to do an orange with a can of mandarin oranges. This is a grown-up trifle and it certainly has no jelly in.
So adults wouldn't eat a trifle with jelly in. We just need to nail down
I think adults can eat whatever they like. But this one, if you make it with jelly, it wouldn't be so quick. This is a quick trifle.
Yeah, and this is all about speed. Okay. What would you do, or what did you do in the past with small children and fussy eating? Because this is something that preoccupies the parents of young children a lot. If a child just will only eat green food, won't eat green food, doesn't like bits of food touching other bits of food, what do you do about things like that?
Well, I brought up our lot to have a little bit of everything, and they have to try it. And, you know, I'm not always going to do peas, which they like best. And so I introduce them to all different things. And don't make a fuss if they won't have it at that time. Because, I mean, many children will start by disliking something because they don't like the texture. So don't push it on them. Bring it back gently in a couple of years' time or whatever.
I think many of us who grew up in the 70s are slightly haunted by memories of being made to finish food.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
I think that if you give the child the amount of food that you think they're going to eat, it's much better not to leave it on the side. I don't like things left on the plate. I'd rather, if it's left in the dish, you can use it the next day or incorporate it in something else. But if it's left on the plate and you scrape it and you put it in the bin, that is wrong.
And it's gone, isn't it? You can't make use of it. And also, don't overface small children. Just give them a little, and they might polish off the lot and then have more.
And also, don't overface big children. I think, again, I don't like things left.
No, OK. I don't know why you and I aren't just running the world, Mary. I think things would be a lot easier. You were on the telly last night in your new BBC Two show. You were at Camp Bestival. And
that's
I gather
right.
This was the first time you'd been to a music festival.
It certainly is the most time, yes. They're quite noisy. Because my husband hadn't seen it and he said, "It's quite noisy. Did you really do that?" You know, he said, more or less, "I'm glad I wasn't there." But, I mean, I think he looked liked the look of all the steaks and things, and he thought that Rick Astley was terribly good to make muffins because they were very nice, healthy muffins. And he was a great sport.
Yes, he was. He does seem like a lovely lad, actually,
he
Rick
is.
Astley. Yeah, and did you really play the drums?
I really did, because he made muffins with me, which is totally out of his comfort zone. And then he sort of sprang it on me. And I thought, well, in for a penny, in for a pound. And I went up and did it. There were 23,000 in the audience. And actually, I was petrified. But somehow the adrenaline goes and you have his smiling face and his arm round the back of you. You do your best, but never, ever again.
I imagine it's quite good. If you are frustrated and life's getting you down, a good old bash on a set of drums.
I'd rather not again.
You won't be doing it again.
All these things. I mean, I think of Claudia doing that 24-hour...
Yeah, Tess.
You know, dance. I'm sure, feels never again I've done it.
Yeah, I only ask because I know Glastonbury are looking for a big headliner.
Hard luck.
Not you?
Not me.
OK. Mary Berry has just turned down the opportunity to headline at Glastonbury this summer. That's a Woman's Hour exclusive. Right, I think we just need to... Can I just take a big slurp of the trifle? Is it going to make a satisfying noise?
There's a big spoon for you there.
We've filled in all the health and safety forms here, and I'm about in front of a gynaecologist who's just arrived for our next item.
There's another bowl for her. Come
on. Always have a gynaecologist standing by when I'm about to eat a trifle. It's just something the BBC insists on, and indeed my people. Right, okay, let's just... Oh, I was hoping it would make a...
Slob.
A squidgy slob.
It is real.
Slightly flatulent noise, but it's absolutely real. Look at that. Anita, the gynaecologist, what do you think of that?
That looks incredible.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's about to taste incredible. Mary, thank you very much. By the way, just a quick question. I know you approve of... Just stretching for my spoon. You approve of the new Bake Off, don't you? You've watched it and you think it's all right.
I have, and I think Prue's doing... You know, when somebody takes on what you do, you think... If I was choosing someone, I would have chosen Prue. I think she's great for it. Very colourful, good knowledge, and it's such a wonderful format.
Yeah, but she doesn't say soggy bottom.
Maybe not. She's got her own terms.
Mary, thank you very much. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Quick Cooking is the name of the new book, isn't it?
That's right.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you.
I'll just have a quick... I know we'll get complaints. Completely predictably. That is lovely. I'm not keen on raspberries, but in that combo, I'll go with them.
That's good.
Thank you very much, Mary.
Beyond Today is the daily podcast from Radio 4. It asks one big question about one big story in the news and beyond.
Just how big is Netflix?
Why are young people
getting lost in the system.
I'm Tina Dehealy.
I'm Matthew Price.
And along with a team of curious producers, we are searching for answers that change the way we see the world.
I was actually quite shocked by how many people this issue affects.
So we're doing stories about technology, about identity.
Are you trying to look black?
No. I am not trying to look black.
Power, where power lies, how it's changing.
And every weekday we speak to the smartest people in the BBC and beyond.
It's basically what I've been wanting to do since I was little. It's talk about business and economics.
And the stories started forming in my head.
That's what I've learned. It's okay to feel.
Subscribe to us on BBC Sounds.
And join in on the hashtag Beyond Today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.